USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department has charged four current and former Louisville police officers in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor more than 2 years ago after she was fatally shot in her home during a botched police raid. The officers faced charges including civil rights offenses, charges of excess force, conspiracy, and obstruction.
We cannot fully imagine the grief felt by Breonna Taylor's loved ones and all of those affected by the events of March 13, 2020. Breonna Taylor should be alive today.
That's Attorney General Merrick Garland. Experts are slightly downgrading the forecast for the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration now predicting there will be 14 to 20 named storms and 6 to 10 hurricanes. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
If you're looking for a job, you're going to have to look a little bit harder.
U.S. job openings fell by the most in just over 2 years in June as demand for workers eased in the retail and wholesale trade industries. But overall, the labor market remains tight, allowing the Federal Reserve to continue raising interest rates. At least 4.2 million workers voluntarily quit their jobs in June and layoffs declined. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has been found guilty of drug charges in a Russian court. WNBA Players Union boss Terry Jackson is devastated.
We are just hoping and praying that the compassion and mercy that we've been calling for really comes to fruition in this final verdict.
Griner was sentenced to 9 years in prison, and President Biden says Russia is wrongfully detaining her. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended State Attorney Andrew Warren of Hillsborough County, saying that Warren has neglected his duty. Governor DeSantis claims that Warren is refusing to enforce state laws.
When you uphold the rule of law, you are protecting the most vulnerable in our society. That's why we have a rule of law.
Warren is refusing to enforce prohibitions on sex change operations for minors and opposes Florida's 15-week abortion ban. It's not clear yet if Warren will try to challenge the governor's action in court. The number of illegal immigrants entering the United States is continuing to overwhelm some border communities. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says that he's concerned about national security and the amount of illegal immigrants entering the country under the radar.
What we know about are the ones that are turning themselves in for apprehension or the ones that are caught.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Biden administration announced that they have authorized the completion of the border wall near Yuma, Arizona. They say that they're not adding anything new, rather they are fixing the gaps. Ford Motor Company is reporting a 36.6% sales increase in July compared to 1 year ago. Better inventory levels are leading to the jump in sales as the Blue Oval sold nearly 164,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs. The auto industry continues to suffer from a shortage of semiconductor chips. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.